peaceful song. Very deeply stay within, singing to rise no more. But the master of the sea, at my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now said, love lifted me. When nothing is good, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing is good, all my heart to ye my king, ever to ye my queen. In his blessed presence, ever his praises sing. Thou so might and so free, merit my soul's best song. Faithful, loving service to ye belong. Love, love, lifted me. Love, love, lifted me. Look above, Jesus completely said, he will lift you by his love out of the angry way. He's the master of the sea, he lost his will obey. He your Savior wants to be, to say, today, love, love, lifted me, love, lifted me, when nothing is good, love, lifted me, love, love, lifted me, love, love, lifted me.
Hallelujah. God bless you, brethren. You are listening to Brother Albert Matimbe from Zimbabwe, Southern Africa. Your close friend. And according to John 15, verse 12 to 15, which says, this is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. If no one has love greater than this, that someone should surrender his life on behalf of his friends. You are my friend if you do what I am commanding you to do. Yes. But I've called you friend because I've made known to you all the things I've heard from my Father. Brethren, understand that this day, you are my friends. When you do the things that I'm encouraging you to do, praise God. Things that are biblical. Hallelujah. This week's daily devotion is about friendship. My mind. What a simple but a deep subject. You can't live nor survive without friendship. Don't create enmity around you, my brother or my sister. Be friendly to your wife. Be friendly to your husband. Be friendly to your children. Be friendly to your father and mother. Be friendly to your colleague. Be friendly to your neighbor. Be friendly to your Christian brothers. Hallelujah. Yes, we are talking about friendship. In the book of Proverbs 18 verse 24, the Bible says, a man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That says the scriptures. You should be friendly. Don't be in your own island, an island of yourself. Don't just be in your own corner or territory. Learn to associate with others. The prophet messenger to the Laodicean church age on 16th July 1950. Yes, in his sermon called Believest Thou This? He lamented. He said, no friendship among one another anymore. He said, you would not know that your neighbor is dead until you'd read it in the newspaper. Said, that's awful. To know that your neighbor is dead by reading through the newspaper. What causes this? It is because of the iniquity. We shall abound. And according to Matthew 24 verse 12, the Bible tells us the love of many shall wax cold. What a disgrace. Brethren, lack of love amongst us, lack of care, no affinity for your brother. What's going on? Christianity is living for others. Praise God. If God would come from heaven and visit Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, it shows friendship. It shows close bond. It shows relationship. And in 1950, in a sermon called My Life Story, the prophet messenger put it clear. He said, I hope that I never deceive anyone. And I always can keep the friendship of God's people everywhere. Yes. That's it, my precious brothers. Everywhere. Wherever you are. In Africa. In Asia. Talk of Europe, America, Australia, the code of truth should bind us together. Friendship in Christ Jesus. Yes. When we are bonded with love, then the move of the Spirit will be amongst us. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 6. The prophet said, yeah, Isaiah, they helped everyone, his neighbor. And everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. This is what the scripture says. Yes. Friendship is about closeness to one another. Friendship is about associating with one another. Friendship is about encouraging one another. Friendship is in Christ Jesus. Living for others, praying for one another, being compassionate of each other. This is about friendship. And we thank God that as we move along this week with His daily devotions, the Lord being our Savior, At the end of the week, we should be elevated from one dimension to another. We should be closer to your friends, closer to your wife, closer, much closer to your brother, and that there shouldn't be any barriers amongst us. God bless you, my friends, wherever you are. God bless you. Pray for me. Amen.